The Gemara brought down the three Mandi Amrim. The Gemara says, who's our mission? Does it stem? Itanakama, who holds? Itanakama, who holds that there's Zahir? Atilushtar Sharas Nami, there's Zahir all the time, it should always be good. Rebbe Laza, Atilaget Isha Nami. If it's Rebbe Laza who holds that not Nemon Bechlal, Get Isha, they also shouldn't be believed. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Ida Arzik, Afilu Shtar Shtar Isnami, Blayazik, Afilu Nami, Afilu Gedisha Nami, like. Now, which mitzvah are we talking about here? Shailuf de Zohirin. Which mitzvah is the Shailuf they're careful in? Huh? Ida Arzik, Blayazik, which mitzvah is the Sugya talking about? Anybody? What? Anything? But our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is totally in which mitzvah of the Torah? Get? What does Rashi say? Ida Arzik. I missed it. Where's there Rashi Ida Arzik? No, Ida Arzik. Behilchus Gittin Rishtaris. What does that mean? Ida Arzik. Behilchus Gittin Rishtaris. What does that mean? The shtaris we know is not in the Torah. The Rambam holds shtaris ad rabbanon, right? And the others who hold shtaris ad iraisa, so however they learn it, it doesn't say perish in the Torah shtaris. So which mitzvah are we talking about in this whole sukkah? What?
Something that's reliable about something
that's not reliable. Some things that are reliable about something that's not. So Tanakama holds that. If it has to be ksiva for them to be reliable, right? Let's just bring some chulin. Tanakama holds there has to be something that says in the Torah. So you say, "E Tanakama, fill a shtar shtar misnami." According to Tanakama, they should be believed on everything. Why should they be believed on everything? Which mitzvah are we talking about? I would think, and I would learn the Gemara, that we're talking about the mitzvah loisana bereyach ha'et shaker. This is a din in the Torah. That you can't be a false aid on Aedis. That's the way I would think to learn the Gemara. That's the whole Shakla Vitaria here. We're talking about the mitzvah of Leisana Bereich Aed Shakir. And therefore you can't say a false Aedis. So therefore.
Especially if you hold
what does that mean? It means that Bezdin wouldn't accept it because it's Mepiyam Balayim Piksavim. Right? That's the Pia Balayim Piksav. So, therefore, according to the Kutim, what would it be? It's on a star. What would it be? If they hold up the Pia Balayim Piksav, they're the Balayim Piksav. If they hold the Pia Balayim Piksav, all of a sudden they have no problem signing the shek. If they don't hold up the Pia Balayim Piksav, then they hold it's a problem with the Sanam Barech HaChakir. So it means that from if they don't hold of it. I don't know, tell me, how do you understand? Somebody signs a shtar mam, or shtar shichur. Shtar shichur doesn't say in the Torah. I mean, Allah, Allah, Meisha. Where is shtar shichur in the Torah? It's not ksiva. So what's the whole sugya talking about? What are the kutim talking about here? They have to sign a shtar. They have to decide, should I be honest, shouldn't I be honest? What does that depend on? Yeah, Rashi's lush and he'll get mishtaris. It's not mashma like I'm saying. I don't know. How else do you learn it? It's not off the sound of Bereich Eid Shaker. How else do you learn Shat in the Gemara? What?
They know
Shtar. First of all, Shtar is like Siva. Taisa says the Tadakama has to have Siva.
Just get. And then therefore, so they know that. And for sure, this guy was still on. We'll know that.
The all shtaris, the most we do is learn how to get in a kedusha. Hefshtar git. So maybe they do hold that we learn all shtaris out of git. So what's it? So they hold of the concept of shtar.
Of get. And therefore,
No. So we are shayla here is the ichzik in the mitzvah in the mitzvahs of shtar. Quite time we don't care about ichzik. I mean they hold that there's such a mitzvah. I mean it exists whether there is a kolayit, but it exists. So we're not talking about a sound of reichay shoker. It says. Lala Meisha, so Lala they do hold of. They hold of. Chushalay Lakim, you just say go free. It doesn't say Minishtar. So maybe they do hold of Zera Shava Lala.
So these things
have a reference. So I understood that the Shaka of the Tari is whether they hold the last time Breyachay Shaka. Your understanding that the Shakla Vitarya is whether they hold of Shtaris and Gittin specifically. The Shtaris and Gittin are one and the same, or they're two different things, Gittin and Shtaris? Well, the Gemara seems to be misupik. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. First, the Gemara says, Chitei b'shem el galil hu da'asik pa'le asik pa'ha. I'm sorry, before the line before that. Ireb Shem Gamliel, Idazik, Afal Shadaris Nami, Idolai Azik, Afal Geti Shadari Lai. So first the Gemara seems to say that they're both the same. And then the Gemara says, Chitem Shem Gamliel, Boazik Baha, Lai Azik Baha, Is Machalati Gitni Shadaris, still Shadari, Yachi Bayechad, Afal Trey Nami. But the Gemara seems to be a little unclear. This Nakuda. So Zichet HaKam means everything. That certainly means everything. Shashtar is Naksiva. So that's the question I asked you. So what are you saying? That it's all the same. It's all learned out of Gittin. Maybe the Kutim learned it. See, we don't have any Shulchan Aruch HaKutim to know what they held. What? It says in Yirmiyah. It says, because of the Sefer V'chasim, so from there they learned out Shtaris. So once they learned out Shtaris, so they held the shtar. So now, if I sign a shtar falsely, what am I over on? I'm over on din this din called shtaris. You can learn either way. I'm not sure which way is more right than the other. I feel much more comfortable saying that the shakar of the Tariq Gemara is less than a brecha eid shakar. I'll tell you why. Because let's say I agree to such a thing as shtaris. The kutim agree to shtaris. So I'm asking their shtaris. So if they signed falsely on a shtar, what's the problem? If they signed a lie on a shtar, what's the problem? Well, what are they over on? If they signed a shtar, it's not true. Even on dine shtaris, what does that mean? Shtaris just means that there's such a thing as a shtar raya. Now if kutim could give me chametz, the chashit to give me chametz, or the chashit to give me matzah, bek shalai l'shma, or nevela, so why wouldn't they give me for signing a shtar falsely? They hold such a thing as shtaris. Why wouldn't they sign a shtar? But why wouldn't you and I sign a shtar falsely? Why wouldn't you lie when you sign a shtar? What are you over on? You're over on dine shtaris? What does that mean? You're over on leisana breyach et shaker? Or you're over on gazela maybe? It's a garmi if you sign a false shtar. What are you over on when you sign a shtar falsely? So nevela, they're careful, but they don't mind giving me nevela. And signing falsely, why don't they want to sign falsely? If they want to bring, if they're going to be in a bez, then they. The point is that they're.
They have to write down a false sign falsely.
You're saying not because they're from Kai, just because they're afraid they'll be caught.
No, it's sign falsely.
The Gemara doesn't say that. Then it should be even quoted to Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar holds that they're not trustworthy, and yet according to you, it seems to be totally in a technical thing.
They hold the
Perish of Iksav, and therefore.
They hold
them. Yes, I also hold Perish of Iksav, and I hold Perish of Iksav. Why wouldn't I sign a shtar falsely? Why wouldn't you sign a shtar falsely? Why not? If somebody asks you, why wouldn't you lie when you sign a shtar? Why should you?
Why should you have a
somebody will give me money to do it. Why should I do it?
Why should you have a why did you, we don't have enough that you want to sign falsely?
Why not? Why won't you sign falsely? Why won't you sign a shtar falsely?
People don't lie. People don't lie.
Why don't people lie? There's a reason they don't lie. All right. It could be asking how sheker tirchak. It could be asking sign of breyecha it shaker. But now it's dine shtarais. Kol alei sinus. The kol alei sheker tirchak. Sign of breyecha it shaker. Why don't they do that? So you didn't do. Well, we have to do something. We try to figure out what to do. We're allowed to do what we do. We're not allowed to do what we don't do.
We have to make an observation. We have to see where they kept and where they're not. It's not logical how where they kept and where they're not. It doesn't have to be logical.
Not quite. You're talking about Shemam Leo. Tana Kama holds that it's totally Ksiva by Ksiva. Whatever, we can assume, Stam Kuti, whatever's Ksiva B'Tayra they keep, whatever's like Ksiva they don't keep. So what about Shtaris is Ksiva B'Tayra? The fact that Shtaris exist, okay, they exist. So Neveva also exists. They would still give me Neveva. So why wouldn't they give me a full shtar? What din are they over? The only thing I would understand is either Mevashek and Tirchak or Nesan Baruch Eid Shaker. Otherwise, I don't understand. What? This is the way I would understand the Gemara. I'm not sure that it's correct, but this is the way I would understand. Now, the problem is that by Matzah, if a Kuti tells me Matzah is Lishma. It's really not Lishma. You see, Ivar on like Tana Breach Eid Shaker. Is that so poshit? Petar Shaker Tichlik is Ivar. What I'm saying is, I would learn the Gemara this way, that really what prevents the Gayim is either like Tana Breach Eid Shaker. Or Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Midvar Sheker Tirchak, by the way, is goes on lying in Mominus. It doesn't go on saying a lie. If you tell someone it's raining, it's not raining. You're not over under the rise of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Okay, so the Kuti comes to me, and he tells me, this matzah is Shmur matzah. So Taisi is the Kasha. No, only Taisi said he's only believed he eats it himself. I mean, Stavazai is not believed. So a guy comes to me and he tells me this matzah is shmura. So Taisa says he's not believed. Why is he not believed? Is there a leisan breyach eid shaker on that? I need an eid echad to tell me that it's kosher matzah. Is there a leisan on that? There is leisan on eid echad. The question is by isurim, is there a din of leisan? In the Shiurei Reb Shmuel, he doesn't go through the whole sugi. He starts with Taisus. I would think he learns up to all sugi as Lesan Abreyach Eid Shaker, but he doesn't explain. He just asks on Taisus. Taisus said a guy is not believed by matzah unless he eats from it. The kuti is not believed. Why is he believed? Lesan Abreyach Eid Shaker. He brings a machlaikis Rebbe Kita Eger and the Michas Chinuch. If Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker has to be Bereyacha, you're saying Eid is about your friend's property, or any Eid is Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. By Kiddush HaChaydish, if Eidim lie, they come into Bez and they say a lie of Eidus, of Eidus Sheker, of Kiddush HaChaydish, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he quotes Rabbi Kivager, I couldn't find it inside. Rabbi Kivager says, you're not over Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. You're not saying Eidus Bereyacha. You're not saying it's your friend. You're saying it's about the moon. I'm saying Eidus about your friend's possessions. So you're not over on Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. And he brings the Michas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Dalet, who disagrees. Michas Chinuch says, you are over Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaker. God, there's a whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah that Edom used to, that the Kutim used to lie. They used to after lie about Edus HaChaydish. But okay. But the point is that it's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Michas Chinuch. If Leisana Bereyacha is only going to say Edus about your friend, or not. Let's say someone says Edus that my matzah is matzah shmura. He says it should be told in this machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Michas Chinuch. If there's a deal, my son of Bereyacha Eid Shaker, And our Tosfos is mashma that there's no din leisana breach, because it says the kutim don't care. Since the kutim don't care, it must be there's no leisana breach. Funny raya, we'll bring the raya to kutim held like Rabbi Akiva Eiger and not like the Mesnimach. Like Mesnimach doesn't care if Rabbi Akiva Eiger held this way, why does he care that the kutim held this way? It's all funny, you know. So kutim held like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. This answers the question that if we say there's Zahir in Leisana Barecha Yitzhaker, so why would they lie about Matzah? Taisa says they would lie about Matzah. Why would they lie about Matzah? They're right on Leisana Barecha. Teretz is, there's no Leisana Barecha when you say Edis, that your Matzah is Matzah Shemurah. You're not saying it's about your friend. Saying Edis, I'm saying it's my Matzah is Matzah Shemurah, and now I'm going to give you a piece to eat. I'm saying it's on my thing. So Taka has a, and it's like, yeah, it's my chaber, you should know if he could eat it in the ice. Right. But it's not, ate this on my chaber.
What's the guideline of Rabbi Kivega?
What?
What's the guideline of Re'acha?
What's Rabbi Kivega's guideline of Re'acha? I'm supposing that he has to ate this about your friend's money, or about your friend's possessions, or about your friend's body. Something about the friend. Not something that I say this on my matzah, that Shemura, or say this about the moon, that I saw a new moon. It's the gear to my friend, but I'm saying it's on my friend, I'm saying it's on the moon.
Once he buys it, it's his.
So Nachinami, once he buys it, it will be his. So I would say Tosfos is talking by Matzah's Kuti. It's the Kuti's Matzah. It's Isas Yisrael. It's Isas Yisrael, and the Kuti baked it. It's funny, Isas Yisrael sounds like it belongs to the Yisrael. So I have to say, it means it's Isas Kuti that the Israel knows was made, was Lush Lushma. And now the Kuti went and he baked it. So he's saying, I baked it L'Shem Atzis Mitzvah. Because if it's the Yiz, then he's saying it's about the Yiz. So that's why Tosfos says you can't trust him. Tosfos Taka says you cannot trust him. If you see him eating a piece of it, so then you know it's true. But if you don't, you can't trust him. Tosfos says you can't trust him. So the Rav Shmuel is saying, how do I figure out a case where you can't trust him? If Goyim are careful in what they say, not Goyim, keep on saying Goyim, I mean Kutim. If Kutim are careful in what they say should be true, then why can't I trust him about the matzah just because he tells the truth? So must be that he doesn't tell the truth about matzah because it's Eichet Timtzum, but there's no Aveira of the son of Rechei Chakim. I guess.
What about the fact that
places
says that
we don't rely on them for. No, because they tied Shlifnei Ivel to Mishal that in front of a blind man you can't put a stumbling block. So they would never put stumbling blocks in front of blind people. But this idea that it goes on mitzvahs, that they don't hold it. What? Right. I don't know. In law, they do learn. It's a little, you know, they kutim. They, I don't know. I don't know how you figure out what they. See, it's hard for us to sit here 2,000 years later and figure out what they held of and what they didn't.
Maybe by Shai Shai, but it says the
cost of
the
safer,
and maybe they worked a little bit. They
have, chayef to do a star for you. You're buying a house. I'm chayef to sign a star for you.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, once we say that what they say doesn't make sense, we can't sit here and try to figure it out. It's true. It could be that we can't figure out what the kutim held. I don't know.
That's the
Yisrael,
what?
That's the Yisrael. Has to be Isas Yisrael. I mean, the Yid made the Isa. It doesn't have to belong to him.
Of course, because so then if it belongs to the kutim, then the religion, the Mishnah, would then say, it should be a simple understanding that the Yisrael said, like you ate the bus.
I mean, even if the Yid made it, it's still considered
Pas
Kuti. Okay, so that means Isas Yisrael. It's a vital, it's a chadila sanbrayach et shaker. If it's Isas Yisrael, the question is, if it's Isas Yisrael, it should be like sanbrayach et shaker no matter what. If the Yid Mamish owns it, say, hey, this is about my mamin. Shmuel says he's saying, hey, it's not about the person, it's about the matzah. But if it's my possession, so the kasha comes back. So what's Shem and Tosfos? What's the lesson of Reichai Shaka? Kutim tell the truth. Unless again, you'll say the Kutim are not so technical. And they, Maybe Leisan Breich Eid Shoker is only in Bezdin. Maybe Chutzl Bezdin is more of Leisan. Eid, Shem Eid is only in Bezdin, not in Matter Bezdin. Maybe. You say Eid Echanem Bisun, it doesn't mean Dafkin Bezdin. All right, the kasha is a kasha. Machleik Sevekidegen Mechaschinach is definitely a Machleik Sevekidegen Mechaschinach. If it has a shaychis, this kasha to the parrots, if Shmuel says it has a shaychis, nish, it can go either way. Rather, if Shmuel takes a ktsais, who's dan, bizman hazeh, if someone says Eidis, and Eidachot says Eidis, or even two Eidim say Eidis, let's say that my yayin is yayin esach, or that my boss is boss in the veil. And he's huzam, where the bizman hazeh, the eidim zaymimin, have to pay. Right? If somebody comes to Bezdin, he says, my Bezdin, there's no Bezdin, I'm going to pass them to the veil. Someone comes in front of a Rav, and he says, Pliny's meat is in the veil. And the Rav gives the equivalent of a psak din. He says, okay, there's the veil, and I'll eat it. And the other person didn't destroy it. Meantime, eidim zaymimin came. So my meat is good. I still have my meat. But the halachi is that Eidim Zaymin have to pay. So the Ketzai says that Bizman Hazeh, you could be Teveya. The Ketzai says Mesupik. If Bizman Hazeh, you could be Teveya in such a case from Zaymin. Because typically Zaymin is in Bezdin, or Bezdin passed in Dinei Maminis. What about Isser? When they say Dinei Isser, could you or can't you? So the Ketzai says, very similar to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says by Eid Zaymim, it says what's a sheker on the ba'achiv. Well, kasha zaman lasis la'achiv. It says achiv twice in the parasha. So it has to be Eidis on achiv, and not Eidis on his food. If you say Eidis on his food, that his food is matzah sheva shmura, or it's nevela, or it's yayin esach, that's not called Eidis ba'achiv. Which he says is the same as Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Lisana Bereyacha Eichoker. It's a concept of saying Eidis on food that doesn't have a din of Agadah Seidah. Agadah Seidah is on the person, not in the person's possession. So Vait will be like Tosfos. So then it's not Shver, even if it's Isis Yisrael, because he's talking clearly when it blows to the Yisrael. But he's saying Eidis about the food, not about the person. That doesn't have a din of Eidis. So, so that would be fit with Shita Taisis. The Taisis holds that Taisis has a pashtos that there's no psalm, it's not a brayah. Right, but as you learn the sugya, like I said, I think you have to use Lestan Breach Chokar in the Lima that sugya. The only problem is when it says Ichzik Bahav or Yisik Bahav, it's a little bit of a problem. So you have to say that they're not careful in Lestan Breach, but they are careful in Lestan Breach because they're more chomer to them. Anyway, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Alamam Rabbi Lozal Yeshir by Elai Recha Kuti Bovad." So the Gemara says, "La'ilam this is the maskana. La'ilam Rabbi Lozal, who could gain the Chasam Yisrael lebesayif, and the Yid signed at the end. The Elav the Kuti Chaver have le'machtem le'mekame." So we had this undina that I don't think it's a halacha. I think it's a halacha. I think it's just an umdina that a yid, from a yid, is not going to sign a shtar with a pasul eid. If they're going to call you to sign a shtar, the person that you're signing with is not Shomer Shabbos, you're not going to sign with him. So, ilav the kuti chaver have. If he signed with a kuti, must be that he knows with whom he signed. He must be that he's a kuti chaver. Can't be, you'll see why in a minute. You'll see in a second. You have to cover up this act, they sign first. Hold on, let's see in a minute. Ihachi afil ashar shtaris nami. Elam minu rafka shavak laman de kashish mina. Achanami rafka shavak laman de kashish mina. So maybe he signed without the other person being there. He signed first. And he left the space because if someone older than him will be the other A, he'll sign above him. So rafka shavak laman de kashish mina. Smash when you sign a ksuba, the older person signs first. So he left place for the older person to sign. So he signed, and he left the space. So, the way I understand, he doesn't know who the other person is. Since he doesn't know who the other person is, So he wouldn't have kapedus. So it's no raya from his sign. So b'zai vayta the kasha comes back. Amar papa zay say meres ede haged in chais mezebeleza. Therefore what? So then he kapedus gemara two ways. Ede chais mezebeleza. Therefore what? What you're learning. Therefore, if he signed second, must be he knows who's signing on top of him. Right? Must be he signed second, knows that. What I'm learning, it means that he knows who's signing with him. He knows who's signing with him. As long as he knows who's signing with him, first, second, doesn't matter. Either way, if he knows who's signing with him, he wouldn't sign with a kuti. In the Rambam, when he brings this Gemara, in the Maskana, and I told you, even though the Ram doesn't bring Dine Kuti, punkt, Hilchas Gittin he does. So he brings this halacha, that if one's a Kuti and one's a Yid, it's kosher. He doesn't say anything about Dafka if the Yid is second. He doesn't say anything, the Yid is second, the Yid is first. He doesn't mention it. So why does he mention that only if the Yid is second, the Kuti is first? So the Mefarshi Rambam answer, because in the maskana that they sign together, it doesn't matter who's first. It doesn't matter if the frumi yid is first and the kuti is second, or the kuti is first and the frumi yid is second. Maskana is they both sign, and a person, we understand that a people don't sign shtaris unless they know that the other person, they don't. I don't say they check into everything about the person, but the basics, they should be a firm person that they check. So since they check that, so therefore, if it's one frumi yid and it's a kuti, it's good. And that's the Maskara Sagamara. And the Gemara explains, my time on Ravashi Gezeru Mishum Kilchem. Why do Ede Ged have to start together? Because of Kulchem. When he says Kulchem, you have to make sure they're all there. So therefore, they wouldn't sign one without the other. Zaptaisis. What do we have now in the Maskara? What's Shadna Mishnah Maskara Sagamara? One Kuti, one Yisrael is good. Why? I is a Kuti. Teretz is. Because we can assume he's a kuti chaver, because the Yid wouldn't decide without him. Fractaisvis, tema, and can kulish darvis kaim apum the chad Yisrael, the chasal of the saif. Comes out, you're really relying on one person, not on two way. You're relying on this Yid that he is saying Aidis, that the other person's also good. So it's really one aid, not two aid. This one aid is saying Aidis on both. Both signatures are Makayaf, this one aid. Yeshloimer de ein lochosh kim de high kuti kosher with their eyes. So the Gary Emerson, what's the teretz? How to understand the teretz? No. How do you learn the teretz? Well, only chayshish a certain amount. Lemais, it's one aid. How do you answer that?
This person comes
and says, this person's kosher.
Really, now we have to
do it. So the shtar is. You can learn that way. Does it fit well to Tysus Lashon? All right, I know of three ways to learn Tysus Teretz. One is the Rashba. The Rashba learns, if this is Pshat in Tysus Teretz, I don't know. The Rashba says that this is a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. We're just trying to say, is he a Chav or isn't he a Chav? That's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. We're in 8 Echad is kosher. Kimai, we had this debate twice earlier this year. I think Gemara says in Yavamis that before Chalitza, in Eid Echad is believed to say that this man is the brother-in-law of this woman. Even one eighth could say he's the brother-in-law of this woman. Why? It's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. It's just to reveal the facts. And revealing the facts, anybody can reveal the facts. He's just trying to reveal the facts. Is he a Kuti Chav or is he not a Kuti Chav? So to reveal the fact, Eid Echad is believed. And the Mela, there's no problem that applies. After that, applies Shtei Eid. If it's into Tysus, I don't see it so much. But okay. This is the Rashba's, this is the Rashba's Teretz on Tysus Kashin. It doesn't say Tysus Kalana, this is the Rashba's Teretz. The Tysus Harash brings a Yesh Mefarshim with an incredible Teretz. Tysus Harash says, listen to this. Tesarash says, really, an Eid Echad is totally Neman. There's no problem Neman is with an Eid Echad. Eid Echad is Neman. We only need two Eidim of Gezeres HaKasuf. Why do we need two witnesses? It's because there's a kasev. It's not because we don't believe in Eidacha. It's Gzeres HaKosev that you have to have two witnesses. So, to be Mekayim, the Gzeres HaKosev, you have two witnesses. How do you know the second witness, the Kuti, is a kosher witness? The first witness says so. Okay, the first witness is totally Neman. He says, really, an Eidachar has enough Nemanis to be believed by Mamun. It's Gzeres HaKosev, you have to have two Eid, you have to be Mekayim, the Gzeres HaKosev. So it's no problem if you have two witnesses and their whole nemanis comes because of one. Because one person says the other one's good. He says, because really one witness has just as nemanis too. Just the Torah said you need two. Because Lamaisa, two people signed. There are two bodies that signed this piece of paper. So Mekayim Gzeres HaKosev. How do you know the person is kosher? What's the first day of this? I'm saying the other one's kosher.
You don't need to.
So that, I'm sorry. So it's not off my Avis. It's to say that the other one is kosher, for that itself I should need to. You still have to come on to the Rashba. I still need to. To say that the other one is kosher. I'm not sure what he means. So what does he mean? Why over here? So to be mashur a person is enough what? But then you have to come onto the whole Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, and you're saying the Rashi. Right. This Lamaisa, this one says in Tosfos Rosh. I'm not sure how to answer this Nakuda. But Tosfos Rosh is considered to be like a wild Chiddush, and we never learn. We always learn two Eidim is more Nemanis than one Eid. Why do we need two Eidim? It's a level of Nemanis. Right? One Eid is not Neman enough. Two aided is Neman. This Tosfos Rosh says, the same Yesh Mefarshim, no, one aid is enough Nemanis. He says, just like Mashinaran on Neman, there's a Kasa Krav and Apostle. So the same thing. One aid is really Neman enough, because there's a Kasa, you have to have two bodies signing it.
But that doesn't
accept
one
aid
of
half and half Neman. The Yom Dinah of Anasadi of is that you don't. No. We just have a Moshin Aaron, we said. Yes. The Kasha. I mean, this is considered to be a very big Chiddush. All of the Ktsais, to say this, is Matzdik, this Mahalach, a little, in Sima Mamid, I think it's a cut and test. He doesn't quote Tosfos Rosh, but he says such a Mahalach, he brings such a Mahalach. Rather, would answer in all Kasha, why is it that for Mamid, the Torah said you need two witnesses? And for Nevela, you only need 8 Echad and Misur. Like the old Kasha of how logical is it? Money is so important to the Jews, you know? Money, you need two witnesses. To say something is kosher, that you only need one. So according to this, it wouldn't be Shver, because really, Neman is the same. It's just it's a kosher. You have to physically have two witnesses. It's not because you need more Neman. But be that as it may, the Tosfos Rosh is a Chiddush, is a very big Chiddush. A third way to learn, the way the place can learn Tosfos, is that the Tumim learns is Hey Mamru Behe Mamru. It's a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan passed the Kuti for Avis. Hey Mamru Behe Mamru. The Rabbanan, when they passed the Kuti for Avis, they said, but we'll trust the other eight to say Avis about him. In other words, really, in our Torah, you have two eight. Just there's a problem. This person is a Kuti. A Kuti is Pasul, the Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan said a Kuti is Pasul, that's all part of the Tekan of the Rabbanan. Hey Mamru, that a Kuti is Pasul. And Hey Mamru, that if the other eight who sides with him is a Kosher, that we could trust him. So, that is the easiest way to learn Tosfos. Fits best into Tosfos. It's what the Poskim Neman. And, so we'll go with that Mahalach of Tosfos.
Isn't that similar to the Rashi of Tegilin also? So what is Tegilin?
Okay, the Milsa works by deraisis. The Rashba is saying it works even by deraisis. Yeah, but chalitza. How can you be marked this woman to get married with Shuk? She did say, this man did chalitza. How do you know this man's a brother-in-law? Neirach, it's good enough. Because that's called the Gila Milsa, just to call it. Maisa Shahaya, Kahaya, it was a star that was signed by two Eidim. And one of the Eidim was a Gazlan Durabanan. What's a Gazlan Durabanan? Masachet Pekugya. It's a Gazlan Durabanan. He was a gambler. So two Eidim signed, and now when the Shtar came to Bezdin, it was Mavur that one of the two Eidim was a Masachet Pekugya. So he's Pasalaidis. So Pashtus, you have to throw out the whole Shtar. The Shtar is bottom. So the Tumim, it's an Eichshitz Paskin. No, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? So he said, if you have one aid that's Pasam and Rabbanah, and another aid that's kosher, our Tosfos says that by Psul Rabbanah, as long as you have the other aid is kosher, you can rely on him that he knows that it really happened, that when the Masech Bakugya signed it, he was signing badness. And since he was starting Bamas, so therefore you really have here the two Eidim, and it's really kosher.
No, that's
really not, he's saying that it's kosher. Okay, 1 second. You're right, 1 second. As I state in Tumim, the Tumim passing this way, Lamaisa, the Simim Mem Vav, this is brought in the Nesivis, Sivkotin Lamed, no. I think it was Sivkotin Yud Ches. I didn't write down the Maya Mokin. That it's fine. You hear this? If you have a shtar mamon and one of the two who signed is a pasul derabanan, zech nesiv is no problem. Because pasul derabanan, if the other one's kosher, it's fine. That's how Tumim passed. Okay, but we're saying about pasul derabanan. First of all, we don't pass into mamon. We would pass the shtar with their eyes. The ramah holds shtar derabanan. Anyway, the Nesivis jumps on him. Nesivis says, what are you talking about? Our Gemara only says it by Gittin, because Ein Chaisbin Ela Zeb Elizeb. We'll only say this by Gittin, where they sign at the same time. If they, by Shtar Imamin, they don't necessarily sign together. Could be the Kasha signed one day, the other one signed the next day. And the Mela, it's no raya from our Gemara. I guess if you have witnesses that they sign together, it'll be maskim to the Tumim. But Stamazai, you don't know they sign together. This is his kasha. This is his kasha.
Also, but
basically, what you're asking, I think I'm going to ask a little more directly. You know, the Tumim and the Sivis knew this Gemara better than me and better than you. But it seems to me that they missed the boat on Pshat. What does our Gemara say? Does our Gemara say that if you have one Kasher Eid and one Kuti is not a Chaver, it's good because the Kasher Eid made sure that that Kuti was not a Chaver, that he signed the truth. That's what it says. Gemara says that if you have one Kasher person and a Kuti, you assume that that kuti is a kuti chaver, who's not a possum. Right? That's what Gemara is saying. You have a shtar, it's signed by Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is a kosher yid. So we can assume Reuven is a kuti chaver. What would be in our Gemara if two Eidim walk into Bezdin and they say, Reuven is not a kuti chaver? We know Reuven from the day he's born, he's never been a kuti chaver. He's always been a kuti that's not trusted. So then it would be possible in our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that the kosher aid is a raya, that the other aid is a trustworthy person. That's not like the Tumim's case. In the Tumim's case, you have one kosher aid. The other aid we know is apostle. We have two witnesses, said he's a Gazlan Drabbanan. They saw him gambling. They know he's apostle Drabbanan. So what does it help? Our sugya. You understand? Our sugya doesn't help for the Tumim's case. The Tumim's case, we're going to say, since he's a good person, so therefore, The gambler, he also signed Bamus. Who cares if he signed Bamus? He's a Apostle Aedus. Agamar doesn't say that Apostle Aedus and Akasha is good. Agamar says that if you have a good person, you could assume that the other one is a Kuti Chaver who's not an apostle. Not that therefore you could accept apostle. If I'm a trustworthy person, I'm signing. Whoever I sign with is signing the truth. Because if it's true for me, it's true for him. That's not the issue. Even if he's a guy, he's signing the truth. But he's possible Aedus. The only thing we have in Asag's Gemara is the Ilav, the Kuti Chaber Hava, Loimachim Lakamei. Doesn't say the Ilav, the Emes Hava, Loimachim. Says Ilav, the Kuti Chaber Hava, he's not a Kuti, he's a Kuti Chaber. A Kuti Chaber is Yatavi De Kuti. So the whole, the way I understand the Gemara, the whole thing doesn't stem with the way Tum Nesivis learned up the Gemara. It's, yes?
Two
Aedim
would come and say that although this guy is a
Ganav,
he's a
Kasher
Aed.
No such thing. Because a Ganav is not a Kasher
Aed. They say, the Ganav is not trustworthy. But they might be masking that we know that he's
still,
but he never lies.
Hopefully,
they're
not
masking
that he's Kasher Aed. But this Aed is not saying that he never lies. This Aed is only saying that this, the Aed Kasher is only saying that this time he told the truth. He's not saying he never lies. I would never sign with a person who other times signs falsely.
He has an amanas, in general, he has an amanas for Shire.
So I know that he's a gambler who's generally Naman. Is that what it means?
Gamble, he has a problem.
But he's generally Naman. Could be.
Why can't they only get
to Could be, maybe. Maybe that's how he learns, like you're saying. Nesivis Beferish argues with Tesar Rush. I mean, he doesn't quote Tesar Rush, but the Nesivis doesn't agree with what he said. Okay, let's finish the sugya. Gufa Amar Abalaza Leishur Bayela Irak Akuti Bulvad. My Kamash Malantanina Kolgat Yeshol Veikuti Pasul. It says Lashin Yachi. If the Gemara, you must be Snav Amin Afil Trei Nami. Hadik Tani Chad Bishon Di Bishtaris Afil Chad Nami La. He wants to tell you very strange thing. I would think that a Chapdon Chad to tell you a Chumrah. And we usually have a rule, Karka Zatera Adif, the Mishnah Chapson, to tell to you in a way, to tell you a bigger Chiddush Lakula. But anyway, Agamar says that I would have a Havamina that it's telling me Chad, because Shtaris Afil Chad Nami Lai, to tell you Karka Di Surah, Kamash Mulan, that it's not so. Betray Laya, Ketani Maisi, Vilf, Nerev Gamliel, Akfar Utanai, Gedisha, Vayu Eida Vayde Kutim, Behirsha, Amar Abayat Ni Eidai, change of Girsa, Rava Amar no. I mentioned this to you in previous times that it's Abaye and Rava always have this Machlekes Peshita. Abaye says it's better to change the Girsa than to be Matchik Apshat. And Rava Shita and Rava Shita always is that it's better to be Matchik Apshat, Duch Sir Mesra, better than to change the Girsa. And that's why if you keep your ears open to it, you'll notice very often in Shas, Amar Abaye. A Tani change a Girsa, and only either Rav or Rabba that they argue. Chalkis and Shita. So Rabba says, no, Lailam Trever, Magamli on Nithilik Polik. But Suri Mesra of Achitan. But Suri Mesra doesn't mean change a Girsa. It means that the Mishnah means to say, as if it would have said these words, Rav Gamli on Mashi Vishnayim, Umay Sinem, Jilin Gamli on, but prior to now, get Isha Vaid of Eid Kutim Vahirshir. So for Suri Mesra, you should know that also. Suri Mesra does not mean change of gears, all over Shas. Suri Mesra always means it's as if it would have, as if it would have said. And I worked for the Schottenstein Shas, actually then Schottenstein wasn't involved yet. For the Article of Gemaras, we translated Suri Mesra, we didn't translate, I don't know what they do today, but in Erevin, which I was involved in, we didn't write Suri Mesra and words are missing in the Mishnah. Translated it, it's as if the following missing words would be inserted into the Mishnah. That, because Suri Mesra doesn't mean the words are missing. Yishayin and Rashi said there are a few places in Shas. Suri Mesra means it's Ki'ilu, it would have said. The end of the Sugya of Kutim is not complete without learning the Rif. if you don't mind. The Rif, when he brings down this sugya, on page Gimel Amid Aleph in the Rif, four lines in the bottom. The Rif says that this sugya of Kuti is not Nageya. Why? For idna kol a Kuti pasul, bein begite nashim, bein bishar shtaris. The Rambam says that nowadays there's no shiloh, all the Kutim are psulim, not like our sugya. How do I know this? The Gassina b'shchita schul in Perek Aleph. Loizazum isham achasam adekefavim gimurim. The Rabbanim made a gzeira that they have a din of goyim, bein l'shchita, that their shchita is possible. Bein l'yayin nesef, they touch wine and say ayin nesef. Efelolite rishos l'levatul rishos, which has to do with eruvei chatzeris. Dinam kavik echavim. Now this riff is very, it sounds like the riff is just bringing the Gemara. The riff is saying much, much more than the Gemara. I'll tell you why. We pask in Kutim Geri Emeset. There are six Mishnayis that pass in Kutim Geri Emeset. Pashtus, we pask in Kutim Geri Emeset. That means they were Yidden. For how long was it from when the Kutim came till Lezazu Misham? It was hundreds of years. It was five or six centuries. Because the Kutim were in the Bzman Bayis Rishon. They were 100 years before the Korban. Then there were 70 years of Golos, and then there was 420 years of Bayesheni, and then the Tanom was the end of the Bayesheni. So, we're not talking about certain people that were Megayer. We're talking about already many generations of Kutim. Now, these Kutim, the assumption was the Geriyans. Then, Maisa Shahaya, they found the Dumus, their Avodah Zarah, was still hidden in their homes. So, the guys were like, Zazu Misham HaShasau Akim Gemurim. If you would learn just the sugya in Chulin, you would say that are they Yidden or are they Goyim? I would say, look, Bemes the Yidden. Once a Yid is always a Yid. Le Chumra le Machmir as if they're Goyim. If they Shecht, one of three cases. If they Shecht, the Shechita is possible. If they touch wine, the Yayin is Yayin Esach. And to Feru the Chetzeris, they don't have certain coolness of Lita Rishis Levat Rishis. Yayin Nesach, if a not from Yid touches it, is a machlokes achrayim, if it's so. Because there's no issue to marry his daughter. So many are machmir. If he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, then machmir. So nachinami. So Yayin Nesach, then you don't have to say that guy, you just say Ovid Avodah Zarah. Okay. But anyway, that's certainly not the point. The point is that from the Gemara itself, you only see when Machmir. What we're saying here is more. We're saying that if a guy signs a Shtar Shichur for an Eved, a Kuti signs it. So din Taira, this Eved should now be B'chuyiv in Mitzvahs. Right? Eved, that you give a Shtar Shichur to Eved Knani, becomes B'chuyiv in all Mitzvahs. And Dr. Riff, nowadays, if a Kuti signed the Shtar Shichur, he's still an Eved. Which means that he still had, that we're being makel on him, that he doesn't have to listen to Shai, to call Shaifer, he doesn't have to shake a lulav. That Asam Kigayim, you can make a Kuti to a guy, even Lahakel, Dov Apella. The Shach in Yeridaya, in Simon Klufton Test of Cotton Hay, Taka says that a Kuti has a din of a guy, Lakula. You could lend the money Beribis. You could borrow money from him Beribis. Even though he was a Kuti, but Aso Akam Gemurim, they made him into a guy. And he brings Taka Awa Raya from the Israel, from the Shulitz brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Chavis Das asks, what's going on here? How could a Yid become Ois Yid? Is there such a thing that a Yid could become Ois Yid? You ever heard of such a thing? We had this cloud, once a Jew, always a Jew. What? So 600 years later, we were Mavar, that 600 years ago, they weren't really gay. Yeah, could be, it's a little hard to understand. It could be, it's Mevar L'Mafraya, maybe. I saw this, the Pshat just saying that they were held, it was Mevar L'Mafraya, it's in parentheses in the following Taisis Yantam. Let me tell you Taisis Yantam. There's a Rambam in Mesechtas Nida, it's Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, the Perisha Mishnayis, that a Kuti who dies is not Mekama Bayil. Just like a dead guy is not Mekama Bayil. The same thing, a Kuti who dies is not Mekama Bayil, which is a riot to the Shach, that's a guy in Lekulam. And the Tesis Yantif on that Mishnah is Takamatmiya. He says, what do you mean? How can you make him a guy Lekula? He was a Jew. They were Gary Emes, we're going to make him now into a guy Lekula. So in that Tosis Yantif, there's a parenthesis, I don't know if it's part of the Tosis Yantif or someone else inserted it, that says maybe the Geirus was Bakal Mafrei. Maybe, it's hard to say, five or 600 years later, that this is proof to us that when they were Magayer 500-600 years ago, it wasn't Emes. But Techumar Akosha, he says. The truth is, though, this is not the only place where we find this in. There's a sugi in Yevamis, after Zayinam and Beis, Zayinam and Aleph, that talks about Jews that became assimilated into the Goyim, they disappeared. And they say in America that the demographics is that there are fewer and fewer Jews. That doesn't mean there are fewer Jews. Api Alocha, the son of a Jewish mother, is a Jew. They mean people who identify themselves as Jews. They are assimilated people who don't know they're Jewish. The whole Aseres HaShvatim assimilated into the Goyim. So there are many Jews out there who don't know they're Jewish. They say they are, what do they say, 12 million Jews, 14 million Jews. Whatever they say, there are many more than that if you count everyone who came from a Jewish mother. Because there were Yidden that assimilated. What's the din of those Jews who disappear? So the Gemara tells us we have a major issue with them. In America, we know there's at least one Jew that assimilated, right? And disappeared, doesn't know he's a Jew. Right? There are many more, unfortunately. At least one. Say it's your Shiva. Let's say you need a Shabbos guy. You go out, and you get a guy, let's say you knock on your neighbor's door, you need a Shabbos guy. So what are you relying on? Hey, no, he's a guy. So you're going to survive. There's a rule, kol kavua kemechtza mechtzadani. If something gives b'makin kevius, kemechtza mechtzadani, the Gemara says in Ksubis, if a woman is nizana, and she doesn't know if the man was a Jew or a guy, if she goes to his house, that's kavua. Kemechtza mechtzadani. So it's a major problem. If you're going to say that all these similar people are Yidden, so then we have a problem. We can never rely. How do you sell your chametz to a guy? How do you know he's a guy? They should have to bring the shtar yichus that they're going. That's true that they're going. So the Gemara actually asked the question. The Gemara talks about a guy gives, I think it's Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda Maravasi, if a guy gives kedushin to a Yiddish woman, you have to be chayshish for the kedushin. Maybe he's one of these lost Jews. So the Gemara says, "Asla kamei de Shmuel." And Shmuel said, "No, asam ka'akim gemurim." That the Jews who disappear, they're akim gemurim. They don't have a din of a yid at all. The Marshal there says that asam ka'akim gemurim means that they were mevatel the yadus of them, the ois yid. And the Marshal is matmiya there. The Marshal says he can't make someone ois yid. The same thing that the Shach does with the Chavis Das. The Mashal and the Mashal have the same argument there. Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe on Yevamis, it's page Resh Tez Zayin, or a Pei Tes. He struggles with this. He has it's a gigantic piece which is like all one long sentence. How could it be? He says, what's going on? How could it be? How could it be that once a year you can become Ois Yid? It's a Dava Pella. The whole sugya is a pillar. Moshe brings kutim to that sugya. That Gemara is not talking about kutim. It's talking about the Aseres HaShvatim Shenitmu Benaamim. But it's the same thing with Kotim. Or Moshe compares the two Gemaras. And he says it's a very difficult, the whole sugi is very hard. The truth is, it's a very hard, the whole Indian is very hard. Mashiach will come. How many Jews is he going to, the big nafkanina, according to, if you hold like the Marshah, that they're really in, and the Chavaz Das is the Chavaz Das Kasha, so Mashiach will come, there'll be a couple of 100 million Jews, all the Jews that didn't know they're Jews. According to the Marshah, the Nit will be Nadoim. You know, Chavu Shemolu B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, right? They went out, the fifth of them went out. So Mashiach comes, it's going to be a fifth of them, or it's going to be everybody? That's the question. There is a Chassam Sefer in the Agoyis of Hilchus Tefillin of all places, in the Archaim Siman Lamites, in the Agoyis in the Seder Shulchan Aruch. Chassam Sefer answers the Kasha, very bekitzer. He says, Yesh Kayach La'am Yisrael Lohayti Mi Beinayu. Kai Yisrael has a Kayach to expel from within them those who are don't identify themselves as Jews. And he says, like the Shach and the Marshal and the Pashas HaDarif, that somebody, it doesn't mean if he's not from. He's not from, he can still be a Yid. As long as he identifies with being a Yid. But that a person who totally doesn't identify as being a Yid, that he could be Ice Yid. So he's taking some side. And it's all goodbye on these two sugyas, on this derivs here. And he'll need Geras to come back according to that. So I don't know, how do you, what does that mean? If somebody is already for a few generations doesn't know he's a Jew, they find some old, it's happened to people, they found old grave tombstones that they identify themselves as Jews. So they need Geras. What? You have to? No, we Dafka said, but he's explaining not only Kuti, which was done by Dafka, but the Gemara in Yevamis means that those who are Nitmu Ben Adayim. Otherwise, you have a problem. Kokav Lokim Eftam Echter. The whole Gemara is telling me to solve the problem of Kokav Lokim Eftam Echter. What do you have to get up. No, but that's. No, the Gemara in Yevamis is not that way. The Gemara in Yevamis is saying, otherwise, you have a problem. Every guy should have Yechashi Ziyid. No, but he's saying is that we did it, that we set up such a system. He brings a pasuk in Hosea. He brings that we set up such a system where somebody who's nitzvah ben agayim is ice. There's really a lot more on this topic. It's obviously a difficult topic. I was thinking we summit on it a little bit that we had the guy by Yasin Shul. He's a different guy already, but we had a guy. A Spanish guy who did the cleaning and whatever else, and he was a Shabbos guy. And he one day told the boys playing downstairs that he's really a Jew. His mother's Jewish, and he, as a matter of fact, claimed that in a certain shul in Rhode Island, it even has his father's name on a plaque or on a seat. So I called up the previous people who employed him. He worked for a Sephardic shul beforehand, and they said, "Yeah, that's why we fired him, because he told us he's Jewish, and we needed a guy." And thing, you know, so I didn't feel comfortable selling my chametz to him. But Ramesha has a tshuva. Ramesha says, "Somebody is also a guy, and he starts telling all of a sudden, 'Good morning, I'm a Jew.' There's zero nemanis. There's no. You can give him treifus. You can do give him malacha to do on Shabbos. I mean, if it's mutter." And there's no problem. But I was thinking then of this mashal that the nimu ben agayim. I rather called Punk. We had someone in the shul learning in Rhode Island. I asked him which shul. He said he doesn't know which block the shul is on, but he remembers there's a bus stop in front of the shul. So I called to try to snack to find someone in the shul was learning then. Punk in the yeshiva there in Providence. He said the shul was in Providence. So I asked him, I don't have many Orthodox shuls in Providence. The problem to find the Orthodox shul with a bus stop in front of it, it's like Sherlock Holmes, except that it never happened. You couldn't find an Orthodox shul with a bus stop, so clearly it was all the same cholum that this Frank had. So he's not here anymore, maybe he's working a different shul. But anyway, the whole Inyan, it's a fascinating Inyan, and the Mashiach hopefully will come, we'll answer the Shabbat. I will start the next mission tomorrow.